Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, good day program. Such a good day to be with you. Every day is a good day for you to be with us, and we feel likewise about you being here with us, Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Roberta Fasanelli, who is here. She is a fascinating lady. What a great name. Isn't it wonderful how your names sometimes say who you are?
Horn. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Horn McFadden.
So what does Steffen say?
Steffen says elite. Intelligence, integrity, all of that stuff.
Sweet.
Oh, what? Excuse me. So this story has taken on a life of its own, just like Reddit. 150,000 Reddit users have signed a petition for the CEO, Ellen Powell, I think that's how you pronounce her name, P-A-O, to step down. They think that the site's been too censored since she got the job.
Hmm.
And this apparently didn't help. Recently fired an employee responsible for forums where you can ask everybody from the president to Martha Stewart anything. I remember reading something, Martha likes truffle oil. And then, you know, other silly things. Ms. Powell apologized yesterday, said Reddit screwed up, needs to be better in communicating with its users. I don't use Reddit. We don't seem to use it much here.
We used to.
I know we did. It was when Clay was here, I think we used it more.
Yeah.
So what is the attraction to Reddit? Why would you bother with that versus Facebook or Twitter? What does it offer?
Kind of a news feed, but it's social, and you vote stories up and down, and popular stories get more votes up, and then they just kind of take off from there. Like, remember when Clay, our former producer, was here, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, your barn burned down, and you had video of it, and Clay posted it on Reddit, and it, like, everybody wants to see your barn burn down, apparently.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so Reddit is better.
People get their news, sadly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That and The Daily Show.
Well, there you go.
That's scary.
But that'll go away when Stewart goes out, because nobody's going to watch this new clown. There'll be nobody paying attention to that. Final report on the Millennium Development Goal.
Anybody new is like,
No, I don't. You tell me that this guy's going to work, Richie. You think he's going to attach himself to?
I don't know much about
people
it.
Who are.
But you do, apparently.
I do, because I get my value from my son about stuff like this. I pay attention to what he says, and he's been a great follower. And his, well, maybe he's no longer the audience. That could be it too. I mean, here right now, you ask me the question. My son is 37, and has followed.
He's out of touch.
He's followed Jon Stewart since he started doing The Daily Show, and gets a great deal of information from watching Stewart. And he thinks that this new fellow, whose name I can't remember, it's South African kid, if I remember correctly, is not. And by the way, what
racist.
Is there about what's his name?
Racist. You're a racist.
No, I'm not a racist. He's a white guy.
Racist.
He's a
Trevor Noah.
Yeah, but he doesn't have. What does he have? And these other guys that are doing a late show on CBS, a late show on NBC, can't we find some American someplace that knows how to do this stuff? Does that sound silly for me to say?
Oh, boy.
Racist.
No, I'm not a racist. Shut
up. Well, especially because the guy that they picked was, like, in trouble for making comments about people, wasn't he?
It's useless. Mark my words. You can say whatever you want. That show goes into the toilet when that guy takes over.
There is a British invasion of sorts on our television screen. You've been watching it for years. Ever since Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Every single one of
Simon
these.
Simon Cowell had something to say. These other
shows
guys.
Has to have some British judge, or they're British produced. Right. A lot of them.
Okay, so the report out today on the Millennium Development of the United Nations. What's happening in the, what has happened around the world in the last 1,000 years? What may help, what may happen in the next 1,000 years? And you know, we've heard for the last, what, 15, 20 years that we've had racial imbalance, that we have race equals poor, and there are so many more racially motivated, as a motivated. There are some tinderboxes around the world that have problems because of the racial mix. And there have been a lot of agitators who have said, the world, you hear this, rich are getting richer, poor are getting poorer. United Nations says, not so fast, boys. The United Nations development goals, studying the patterns of poverty, say that the global, say it again, Doug, the global poverty problem has dropped sharply in the past 12 to 15 years. So that it really isn't, there's a disparity between the rich and the poor, that the rich countries and individuals like the Gates Foundation have done a lot to mitigate that. The UN's taking sort of they're taking credit for this because they say they've made the world more understanding, more aware, more alert. They've publicized through their teachings and through their lessons and whatever all the problems. And so the eye of the people who have money on those who have no money, and they're giving opportunity to people in places where it has heretofore been unheard of to invest. A USAID does that to a certain extent with your tax dollars, but more of it done by the Gates Foundation, and there are others. I mean, there are lots of people that have, you know, billions of dollars. So the point here is, I guess there are a couple of points. One of them is that methinks thou dost protest too much. All the people who want to have us believe that the rich are taking advantage of the poor somehow or other, because I've got money and you don't, I'm taking advantage of you. What kind of nonsensical logic is that? And also, the sort of side issue here as to where jobs come from, where help comes from in general. People who have money, people who use their money to make money, are investing in businesses and opportunities that provide people with jobs. That's just the way the system works. So for those of you who continue to say that the economy has to be, or the wealth has to be redistributed, go sit on an egg. You know, it just is not what it really is. And I'm not massively wealthy. I've been able to, through the work that I've done over the years, I've been able to more amass land than I have. I've got plenty of debt on top of the land. But it gets...
You'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll be okay at the end of the day.
Right.
But it isn't because somebody gave it to me. I managed.
And that's what we, you know, so much of poverty.
And Jennifer would be the same thing. Richie's good at smart at investing and doing a good job, even though he's not working for himself. Roberta has an opportunity because she has lots of good real estate holdings to take care of herself and her family as she goes down the pike. And that's because you're smart. Roberta is very sage, very smart when it comes to real estate. I have been because I've studied a little bit. Jennifer's got a good business head. We've applied ourselves. That's all it takes. And sometimes you're lucky.
It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. It'll
right.
Well, and it's not buying into the victim mentality. I mean, I think so often, I think the government perpetuates...
Yep. Of course it does.
The government perpetuates the victim mentality because they want you to be poor. They want you to be addicted to their services because that means you have to keep voting
more
for these
power
idiots.
And, right, exactly.
Really?
And
it's,
I don't want your help.
What was
really,
that, Roberta?
Really? You really believe that the government wants you to be poor?
Yes, 110%.
Really? There are some elements
you
of the
really
government to be the power
yes.
and the control.
I really, truly do, because they give them more power. It's like an addiction to heroin. When you're poor and you're addicted to government services, you lose that will. It used to be when my grandparents were growing up that you went on public assistance. It was the last possible thing you could do. You were ashamed. You didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
You went on for as short amount of time as you could. You tried to get on your feet. You used it for what it was there for.
Right.
Now you've got
Roberta,
people flapping around their EBT cards at the Taco Bell.
You don't have to look any further than any time that there is a proposal for a tax cut. What is the first thing the government does? They threaten to take away your police to keep you safe, your firemen to keep your house from burning down, your education to educate your kids, and that's the threat.
Close the swimming pool and the public access in the summertime because we haven't got enough money to run it. Give me a break. So,
get me on my toot.
Well, one of the things that's part
Bernie
of this.
Bernie Sanders.
He wants higher taxes. He says we're not paying enough.
He's a democratic socialist. Socialism is not communism. Socialism is an equality system. So he's a democratic socialist.
But equality
socialist.
Is...
Well, why don't you send me a check for $10,000 today so we can be a little bit more equal.
Why don't you come to do some work for me, and I'll be gladly give you that.
Work. That's good. Right. Work. We want people to work. We'll pay them for working.
That's not how
socialism works. The problem is our system.
It does.
Our system helps people
who don't
help
themselves.
You're educated.
You know
themselves.
That it does.
I
don't want to work. I just want your money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
you mean you're tired, you're poor, you're in huddled masses. It's 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for taking the words out of my mouth. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta and Jennifer, with Rich McFadden. The racial imbalance problems of our country. Talking about now, there were all kinds of imbalances, according to some. Money, poor, now the race card. There's a study out today that shows that 66% of states that elect prosecutors have no blacks in those positions. Many experts
ran for the positions.
Well, that isn't part of this, Jennifer. That's the obvious question. But let's not have an obvious question to what is really a silly premise. And I don't mean that we shouldn't have racial equality, because those words are not coming out of my mouth. We need to have more attention, because there is racial imbalance in some ways. It depends on how you define it, frankly. And more and more, the people who haven't got... And maybe this is an important thing. I mean, I don't really care whether there are blacks in prosecutorial positions or not. But what this does is bring to the surface discussion about all kinds of stuff like this, where we continue to focus on that which is bad. This is bad. We've got to do something about it because it's bad. I don't know. It is a maybe something. I mean, what the heck? Who sits around and counts how many black prosecutors? Now, you can say, well, the reason it's a problem is because look at all these blacks are being charged with crimes, and there's nobody sympathetic to them, because you can find in every jurisdiction in the country, especially in the South, where white prosecutors have sent innocent black men to jail. You know, that's an argument.
I don't know if prosecutors, if their job description should be the first quality is sympathetic, though. I mean,
I don't say that it is. I'm just saying that that's what the argument here is, that we don't have enough people in positions, sensitive positions, to help understand why there are so many blacks that are being sent to jail and they're convicted on phony charges. And when we see, there isn't a week goes by, didn't somebody let out of a jail for a crime that he, more than she, mostly it's he, black men, that didn't commit. There's way too much of that. So I'm turning this around in my own mind and arguing what they're arguing, but I also see the bigger picture where there are a lot of problems and injustices that ought to be dealt with here in this country. This may be one of them, but is it the most important one? No. 21 after the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Top five songs in review now in this portion at this time and every hour. There's some musical component to our conversation. So we now take a few moments to review the top songs during this week in 2005. Starting at the number five position, John Mayer, and a great song, sensitive song about daughters.
All I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my head. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me.
What makes him so popular, man?
He's smart in that he really deep down wants to be a blues guy.
Yeah.
And but he realized that pop was where it at. Was where it's at. So he took his acoustic guitar.
Where it at? Get where that, at. Jennifer? And where it at?
So he took his acoustic guitar, wrote a couple of albums full of pop hits, and became just like huge. And then decided, okay, I'm big enough. I'm going to do what I want now. And that's when he started writing kind of bluesier stuff. Mm-hmm. I like his
he's
stuff.
The one that's dated all the young starlets.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Gets around.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you told me something about him.
Yes.
I recall. The rumor is that he wins the Milton
so anyway,
Award.
Let's yes. move along.
Next, number four, Los Lonely Boys. This is good stuff. Number four this week in 2005. You can play as much of this as you'd like, Richie. I think this is stuff for a gig. Interesting list, actually, this week. 10 years
great
ago.
Great band. This is, they call it Texican rock.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say hi to Greg Donahoe, who's listening and a Facebook participant to our program on Good Day. Thank you, Greg, for your comments. Did she crank this up on you, please, a little bit? What do you think of the guitar work here? Is this classic?
He's great.
He's pretty guitar work?
He's okay. Fantastic.
You would know.
Another Stevie Ray Vaughan protege.
Really?
Grew up in Texas. Good. Just loving Stevie Ray Vaughan. But their father and they are from Mexico, and they kind of put their Latin roots into Texas blues. It's great, great stuff.
Yeah. Breaks down the border line, this sort of music. Isn't this happy stuff? How far is heaven?
I just gotta know how far.
How far is that? Number three this week from 2005, Rob Thomas. He has nothing for me.
I'm gonna have to pay for
What's the name of the group that he was front man for?
Matchbox 20.
Yeah. And this is a new thing for me. But I'm just me.
This guy
never likes it. Does he like it?
This guy has so much money from mega hits that he wrote.
Really? He's a writer more than he is a performer.
No, both. Yeah. He had that song with Santana.
Yeah.
That hit right at Summertime and it was just a massive.
Jen, I'm not hearing what you're saying.
I said it's called Smooth.
Yes. Smooth. Yeah, right. Yeah, that was a big hit. Number two this week, 2005, Michael Bublé. Another summer day is coming. I didn't like him at first, but he's kind of grown on me, actually.
He's kind of cute. He grew on me, too.
Is he? Richie, was he?
I thought it was a wannabe Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I thought he was kind of stealing Harry Connick's
thunder
stuff. And yeah. Then, but he's kind of made a name for himself.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah. Sinatra-esque. What do you think, Roberta?
Yes.
Now Roberta's really back.
Yep.
All right. So Jen will be all psyched at the number one song this weekend, 2005. Kelly Clarkson.
Like her.
Yep.
We haven't heard much from her, have we? Or we just not
had a baby.
Yeah.
Ah, is that what it was?
I love her just in that she's who she is and doesn't care what you think of her. She's absolutely, okay, I had a baby, I got a few extra pounds. You got a problem with it? Deal with it. It's not my problem. Huh. And she's very cool.
Yeah.
Very sure of herself.
As well she ought to be.
Yep.
She's a really good talent.
Yeah, her voice is incredible.
And it's time we started paying attention to people for what their talent is and not how they look. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today's message comes from the real estate industry. One day I was talking to a real estate agent, and she described to me the way buyers look at homes. They will go into a house, and the first thing that they will look for is, what's wrong with this house? Are the colors bad? Is the carpet bad? Does something need to have some type of a repair? They don't look at what's good about the house. They don't say to themselves, hey, I will fit very well into this house if I just fix this and that. Now, why do I bring this to your attention? Because quite frankly, the way people look at houses is the same way people look at opportunities and the same way people look at life. The first thing negative people do is say to themselves, what's wrong? What's wrong with this situation? Why doesn't it fit me? What needs to be done? I don't want to be a part of this. I'm leaving right now. You know what? We need to change that around. We need to go into a home. We need to go into our life and an opportunity and say, what's good about it? This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
And what are some of the comments?
Yeah, just use your imagination.
Yeah.
Yep, Roberta's back!
It usually starts with, oh.
Yeah,
right.
Oh. Right. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So,
are you ready for the story of the day? Let me give it to you.
The Sharks?
No.
Oh, I thought we were doing the Sharks. What are you doing?
We are going to do the Sharks, but this one just came into my purview here.
Okay.
The FBI just raided the home of Subway Diet spokesman Jared Fogle. Remember the guy that lost all the weight?
Yeah, I lost all the weight, yeah.
Right. Yep.
Why?
So, apparently the news just broke that the FBI raided the home and investigators served warrants on his Zionsville, Ohio home, I guess it is.
Zionsville.
Yeah.
Zionsville.
In connection with child pornography.
Oh no.
Apparently earlier this year.
What is it with these people?
I don't know. I found
the director of his Fogle's charitable foundation was arrested for child pornography.
Not him. Oh.
I mean, seriously?
So it's not the implication that you get from the story is that he's involved and he's not. It's
don't know yet. So, yeah, by reading this, let me see. Fox 59 notes that earlier this year, the director of Fogle's charitable foundation, the Jared Foundation, was arrested in child pornography case. So the foundation cut ties with that guy. So, yeah, maybe they're just looking to see whether there's any connection between this guy and him.
All right.
And maybe he's off
news
the hook.
News media will make much of this, and this guy will be slammed, and he'll be found not to be.
Hopefully, he'll be found not guilty. Right. But
yeah. I mean, I got no sway with this guy one way or another.
Guess what his net worth is, Jared's net worth.
What?
Take a whack.
Because of
$30 million.
Okay, just because of his Subway commercials, right?
I can't imagine $30 million because of the Subway commercial. There's something else is going on.
$15 million.
Yeah.
$15 million. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The cat likes that number.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I hear that. You hear that? Wow.
37. Okay, now a couple of things here that are noteworthy. Three people gored, 10 injured, thousands of people running away from six bulls that escaped. Paloma, is it Pamploma?
Pamploma.
Where they have the festival.
They're
of Stan.
Running the bulls.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So the bulls got away from them, and some people
they didn't
got
get away.
What
yeah,
do you think is going to happen?
One guy got gored in the armpit.
Oh,
imagine that one.
Okay, so thinking like that, it's Shark Week on television.
Lawyers need not be afraid.
Just in time for a great promotion, Richie has the story of a shark that fell into Washington. Was it Washington?
Virginia Beach. Yeah,
okay,
apparently
an
osprey picked up a shark out of the ocean.
A big bird.
And held it in his talons and was going to take it back to his nest, and it lost its grip.
Right.
These two kids are at their grandmother's house. They walk out in the backyard right next to the pond, and there's a 13-inch dogfish laying on the concrete. And so they run in there like, Grandma, we found a shark outside. And the grandmother's like, you kids are crazy. She walks out. Sure enough, 13-inch dogfish laying there.
You
can see where the talons of the osprey had punctured the fish and then where the little guy dropped. So there's a woman is keeping the shark in her freezer because all the neighbors keep coming over and wanting to see the fish.
There you go.
No, it's, actually, it's not a fish then, is it?
Right, shark?
A shark. Are they? Shark. No, they're not a mammal.
Yes. No, they're not mammals. No, sharks give birth cold-blooded. To live young. No, sharks give birth to live young, don't they?
Okay, so they're a mammal.
I thought they were cold-blooded.
So apparently these dogfish sharks, or sand sharks, as they're known, breed close into the shore, so they're prime bait for the fish. Mm. And that's why sometimes they, see a head and drop.
Yeah, sharks give birth to live young.
Great. Okay, well, we know where Roberta came from then, Richie, anyway.
Yeah.
Roberta was dropped next to somebody's pond, too.
Yeah. Here's something that will trouble a lot of people who love Oreo cookies. Oreo cookie story at DougStephan.com today. If you are a person who loves the regular version of Oreos, you may not like the skinny version. Roberta,
I like
Jennifer
it just for the sound already, yeah.
Skinny version of Oreos.
Yes, tell me.
Four Oreo Thins contain 140 calories compared to 160 calories for three regular Oreos. So if you eat this, all this is going to do is get people to eat more.
All they
take
is the same Oreos and they're just making them thinner.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
That's all it
it's
is.
Silly.
They're not really reducing calories.
Not at all.
20 calories?
Yeah.
That's nothing. They're making them smaller, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
We gave this ink at DougStephan.com today. No.
Four of the Thins.
I just said that.
Contain 140 calories compared to
three of the others. Of the other 60.
So you get one extra cookie and save 20 calories. Yeah.
Did I say that?
But you didn't say it well. I didn't get it.
Oh, excuse me. They didn't say it well. Okay. The number one best-selling book in America is...
The gray, 50 Shades of Gray thing.
Bible.
This is today on the New York Times bestseller list. Book published today and is already number one on the New York Times bestseller list.
It's got to be some politician, right?
Nope. This shows you, this is a very good predicator as to where politics and the mindset of this country is going. Ayn Rand, who was responsible for the Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged, and is the darling of the Reason set, the libertarian, that market is that millennials are following.
Yeah.
She has a new book called Ideal, published today. It's not... about self-interest like the Fountainhead is and like Atlas Shrugged is, but it is about her principles of individualism and capitalism. She called it objectivism, as I recall. And there are a lot of people, I remember Alan Greenspan used to talk about her all the time. Rand Paul, certainly, the Kentucky senator, and Doug Steffen thinks that much of what she has written is a treatise on where we need to be. This is a thriller set in Hollywood, revolves around a movie actress named Kay Gonda, who is accused of murder and is on the run. Miss Rand wrote the novel when she was 29, trying to make a living doing studio writing in Los Angeles. So this is something that is not what she became famous for, but because people are so intrigued by her and her ideas, they will read this novel. The Ayn Rand Institute discovered the novel among her papers 3 years ago. Took them this long to get it published. So this is, I don't know that this is what she really wants to be known for or remembered for, but just because her name is associated with it, bingo, right to the top of the list. I find that fascinating, frankly. But what it does is tell me where the people, and again, I've said this, and I'll say it probably for a long time, because I think, you know, when I get an idea, I sort of stick to it, Richie, you know that, unless I've proven wrong.
Right.
And I don't think that...
Or until you get bored of it.
Well, in this circumstance, I have not become bored with the libertarian principles.
Right, yes.
Because I think
right.
this country is so corrupt, and I think that most of the libertarian, the true libertarian ideas and goals are what this country was founded on. I think if you went back and really studied the political philosophies that came about as a result of the Jefferson paper, the work that was done either on the Constitution or around the Constitution by the men who came up with these ideas, you would find most of them today would be identified as libertarians. The way we've interpreted them is sacrilege to the real Constitution. And you can say, well, you arrogant son of a bee, who the hell are you to say what they really intended? I think you can see, if you read the consistency in these men, if you know about their background, they were all privileged. They were not middle class by any stretch of the imagination. Every single one of those people were in a group, they were in a club. But they understood what human rights were about, even though some of them were slave owners, many of them were slave owners. They still, it was the old, I suppose maybe we could read it today as do as I say and not as I do. But still, if you grasp the ideas of splitting from Britain, what Britain was about
right.
in that era was pretty much what we're about today. Arrogance, control, ignoring what the public is saying, and doing, you know, we'll do it our way because we're in charge. That's pretty much what's going on in our country today. And that's why the Ayn Rand Institute, that's why her books, that's why that whole philosophy, it has not been well cultured, nor has it been well presented by most people who have followed the libertarian path. There have been people who have had staunch and good belief in it, but not been able to express themselves well. I think of Gary Nolan, Richie, when I think about it sometimes, as a talk show host and... You know, he was pretty naive about a lot of things, but he had a good heart and he had a good idea or two or three, and he ran, he even tried to run for president. Those kind of guys are never going to win, but it is, I'm still hopeful that in my lifetime I'll see somebody fix the problems, and most of the problems can be fixed by following, in my opinion anyway, what Ayn Rand has put forth. So anyway, that's the story of that book. I want to talk to you about what we're creating here. Let's use the last couple of minutes of our time and a few moments to talk about our creation. It's 16 before the hour, 44 after on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative. GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, you know how I get philosophically.
Yeah, that'd be good. You want some, like, some
just a second. Don't dismiss it.
No.
Before I even do it. The problem with you is you want to dismiss it. I just said,
no, by the way. No, I can't wait to hear it. This ought to be, sometimes it's classic stuff.
I had in my mind some thoughts, and usually my thoughts are created from some suggestion that somebody has that sends me an email or a Facebook posting. Something gets me started and stirring. When it comes to values or judgments, boundaries, that sort of thing. And I think that, in a way, we create these imaginary boundaries. This is going to apply to the song John Lennon did. Remember Imagine?
Mm-hmm.
And that may be what you want in the background when we're done with this, Richie. The way we have sectioned ourselves into countries, take our country, how we've sectioned ourselves into states, we forget, and the Confederate flag thing really has gotten me to think a lot about this in the last week or 10 days, but I do this all the time. Richie, this is not new, Rich. You've heard this before,
right,
in different ways, how it is that we so want to tear ourselves apart. We so want to separate ourselves instead of being and understanding that we are all part of this experiment called humanity. We chip away at each other. We grind away at the things that are different instead of really realize we're living together. If you could, I think the guys, I remember, who was it we had as a guest on this program once? One of the astronauts. And I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
Who talked about looking at the image of the planet when they're coming back from the moon and looking at this planet from 300,000 miles away and how it inspired him to see much more clearly what we're all about here. We live on this planet. We have created these boundaries for power and control, back to what I said earlier about how it is that we let these people get into positions of power. We let them section us. We have people like, I don't want to use black leaders or Jewish leaders or Russian leaders. I don't want to use, American leaders. But we have, think about, we have our country, we have our states, we have counties, we have cities, we have neighborhoods. And we forget that in reality we're all living together. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. We eat food that is grown from the sustenance of this planet. We share everything. And whether or not you're conscious of that or not, those people who we sometimes like to tear apart are really our brothers and sisters. But I think, and I have a lot of, I'm looking around at the pictures I have in my studio. Have you ever seen a picture of the back wall? I have a couple of pictures of space. I have a big, I love maps. So I have this big mural made of porcelain that Edgar got for me of the planet. And it's a beautiful thing for us to think about that and put it in perspective. put something, put a picture of the Earth on your refrigerator or someplace prominent in your house, and remember that we are all interconnected. Think about that the next time you say something nasty about your sister or the guy next door or your boss or somebody in a different religion or someone who has a different skin color or somebody who believes differently about politics than you do. When you foster that kind of awareness, you will feel something about this because of Ayn Rand more than anything else, how my mind got sort of clicking when I started talking about her. But contemplate that today. Will you please think about what it is that separates you, and you'll find very little, actually. We are all together. Let us live that way. 51 after on Good Day. But I'm not the only one.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
TikTok time. Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jen Jen and Kenny and I have Dr. Greg Steben with us. He's a doctor of technology, and in that position he writes about tech for Men's Health magazine. Why not Women's Health magazine? Why, women don't want to have technology information? I think women would be well served to have your services. Is there a magazine called Women's Health?
There is a Women's Health. It's our sister publication.
So what the heck's going on?
Who do I talk to there
to get this taken care of? Let's straighten this out right away.
This and more career advice from Doug
and
Greg.
Yes, that's me. I have lots of career advice, yes. And Greg has advice for you on what to do with Windows 10. I got a manure pile out behind my barn, and I think that's probably the best advice we can give you, what to do with Windows 10. But let's find out what Greg has to say about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers,
fathers and two moms.
There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line offer. Coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, recharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee, credit valid for high speed 3G, 4G, prohibited network use rules, and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
So Windows 10 is coming out in July or not? Yes or no?
Yes or no.
Yes or no. Oh, in other words,
yes and no. I'm sorry.
Nobody knows the trouble they've seen.
Well, that is also true.
No one knows
the trouble they've seen. Uh-huh. So some people will get Windows 10 on July 29th.
Why?
I guess
there are two reasons for why.
Because they're
special.
Why
would you bother, or why would they be the first ones to get on their block?
We don't know the answer to that.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a question without answers.
There's a higher power that... So Microsoft is saying they're not... So the release date is July 29th.
Yeah. Free? Is Windows 10 free?
It's free for many people.
This is really informative.
Yeah. It's like they're running for office.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, you know, that's not, actually not. So if you have Windows 7 or 8, it's free. There's been rumors that it's only free for the first year, but that's unconfirmed.
But why would you want to, given what you hear about it? Why would you want it at all? I want Windows 7 or before.
Well, so before Windows 7 was Windows XP, and that's actually a dangerous operating system.
Yes,
no longer supported. So right. As much as I loved Windows XP and want it, I don't use it. I use Windows 7. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Doug. I mean, I'm hedging here because I think...
Really? You're hedging?
Yes, I'm hedging. Because I think you want Windows 10, the smartest thing you could do is set aside a Saturday and go down to Best Buy or your local retailer and really put it through its paces hard on somebody else's computer. Because one of the other things that hasn't been clearly determined yet is if you take your existing PC and upgrade it to Windows 10 for free, can you go back if you don't like it?
There you go.
And it's all not right. clear that you can, and the longer you use it, the harder it will be to do that because you will have then created documents and added software in Windows 10. And save yourself a lot of grief.
Yeah.
Go use it before you install it, because once you install it, it...
Use it, let it abuse you before you get
it. So, I mean, you know what? To be fair, it might be great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Windows 8 is not great. Windows 7 is okay.
Okay.
I'm
telling you, 8's awful.
8 is awful.
8's made a mess of my...
8 has been one of the greatest things that ever happened to the Apple computer.
Yeah, right.
It drove a lot of people to Apple and to Chromebooks, because we now have more better options.
Yeah. More better. I like that.
More better.
As opposed to Mo' Back.
There you go.
Hi, Greg Stebbins is the official timekeeper and tech person at Men's Health Magazine. He makes sure they get it published on time or somebody pays. I'm not sure who it is. Greg is here with us every day at this time with technology advice and information courtesy of all of us who are magnanimous on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.